Jess in with you this morning. Now, earlier this week, some sexual consent laws were announced that they were going to be strengthened and simplified under some New South Wales government reforms to protect victim survivors, but also educate the community as well. This is a topic that's been spoken about a lot, particularly this year, given the circumstances that we've seen, particularly some women in when it comes to politics, as we've seen, which have been very much in the public spotlight. And I thought to nail this down for us, to simplify it for us and give us the detail, Upper Hunter lawyer Joplin Higgins would be the perfect person to do that. And she joins me this morning. Joplin, how are you doing?
Morning, Jess. Great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, simplify this for us. What exactly are these reforms? What is the government looking to do?
They're looking to basically shift the defence, I suppose, that, well, I thought that the other person consented. So what it is saying is that there has to be a communication in relation to consent. Now, when the Attorney General was giving his press release the other day, he did say, or a gesture. I would say to the community at a large, a gesture is just not enough to form consent. It needs to be articulated.
Mm. Why have we gone to the point where we need to see this changed at this particular level?
Because, Jess, it's been so difficult for victims to be able to go to the police and have charges laid in regards to sexual assault allegations. And there is this myth of, well, you know, it's just so hard, or you brought him back to your house and, well, what did you think was going to happen? Well, some victims say, well, I actually thought we were going to have a cup of tea. You know, I didn't expect it to elevate to how it elevated. So it's probably making it an easier process for victims.
Yeah, because I'm sure you would have been involved in situations from that lawyer perspective and heard of a lot of stories where, you know, exactly what you've just described has happened.
Yeah, well, Jess, when you're in the criminal system, the standard of proof is beyond a reasonable doubt. The jury has to think that there is just no other option of what has transpired other than that. Of what the prosecutor is telling them was the case, and you know, that's a pretty hard gig for juries to convict someone in relation to, well, was it beyond reasonable doubt? It's not the civil standard, which is just a balance of probabilities. So I just think I think it just makes it easier. So when a victim says, I did not consent to this. I did not say that this was okay. So I said, yes, this was okay, which is often the case as well when there's been some sort of intimate contact, that they consented up to a certain point and then didn't consent thereafter.
Mm. Do you think that this, the whole idea of consent and now these new reforms as well that I don't believe are going to Parliament until later this year, is something that we should be talking about, obviously not only as adults, but also, you know, in places like school, parents should be talking to their kids about it?
Yeah, 100%, Jess. Well, let's hope that the state government does a far better job than what the federal government did with the milkshake ad, which was just diabolical and made an absolute farce of the issue of consent for young people. Everyone should go on to Clementine Ford's YouTube and watch how she explains consent. The government should just actually roll that out because it was really phenomenal. It hit all the right points and it articulated really succinctly what consent looks like. So, Jess, it's really simple consent. Are you okay with this? Are you enjoying this? Mm. Is it okay if we do this? The answer is yes or no. If it's no, you stop. If it's yes, you can continue on. Those conversations in an intimate setting can happen really organically as well.
Exactly. And easily, you know?
Very easily. But there has to be, communication, and you know, unless, and there's this thought process within the community that unless a victim's screaming no, no, well, most victims are really frightened, and that really just isn't how it transpires, that they think, well, that's consent because you didn't say no. But now what this is saying is that you, that both parties have to have a mutual conversation. So I'd be saying to people out there, if you don't literally have a, yeah, this is good to go, or let's keep going and I'm enjoying this, then you probably shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Joplin, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning to nut all of that out for us. As always, we really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jess.